Replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage. Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
While the music plays in the background, Jesus, I want you to close your eyes, everyone in this place, and I want you to receive what the Lord told me to
truly
read.
Love.
This is from the Voice Translation, Psalm 91. He who takes refuge in the shelter of the Most High will be safe in the shadow of the Almighty. He will say to the Eternal, my shelter, my mighty fortress, my God, I placed all my trust in you. For he will rescue you from the snares set by the enemies who entrap you and from deadly plagues. Like a bird protecting its young, God will cover you with his feathers, will protect you under his great wings. His faithfulness will form a solid shield around you, a rock solid wall to protect you. You will not dread the terrors that haunt the night or enemy arrows that fly in the day, or the plagues that lurk in darkness, or the disasters that wreak havoc at noon.
You're a mighty shield.
1,000 may fall on your left.
You're a mighty shield.
10,000 on your right.
My front guard.
But these horrors will not come near
my
you.
My rear guard.
Only your eyes will witness the punishment that awaits the evil.
You set your angels.
But you will not suffer because
you set
of it.
Your angels.
For you made the Lord, the Eternal, your refuge. The Most High, your only home. No evil will come to you. Plagues will be turned away at your door. He will command his heavenly messengers, the angels, to guard you, to keep you safe in every way. They will hold you up in their hands so that you will not crash or fall or even graze your foot on a stone. You will walk on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the lion and the serpent underfoot. Because he clings to me in love, I will rescue him from harm. I will set him above danger because he has known my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I'll be with him through the hard times. I will rescue him and grant him honor. I will reward him with many good years on this earth, and let him witness my salvation. Let that word sink into each of your hearts. As the Lord God, his arm is not too short that it cannot protect you, it cannot keep you. Now listen.
There is nothing too difficult.
He said, they that believe in me, in my name, they will cast out devils, they will pray in other tongues. They will tread on serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will not harm them. He's talking about the situation we're facing right now. Right now, the sting of the serpent, the poison that's trying to touch lives right now will not harm you when you put your faith and your trust in the Almighty God.
Signs and wonders.
Listen. Like my wife was saying, you don't close a hospital in the time of war. If you got the chief physician and you got the RNs in place, I'm talking in the spirit realm now, you keep the doors open, because where are the unsaved going to go to receive the blessing of protection and the blessing of salvation and the blessing of God? They have got to come to the house of the Lord. Now, I don't begrudge anyone closing their doors. I don't begrudge anyone staying at home. The Bible says use wisdom. We exercise wisdom. We don't take unnecessary chances and risks, but we do not do it in fear. We do not let fear come and bind us up. You do not let fear come and lord over your life. Because God says, I have not given you a spirit of fear in 2 Timothy 1:7. He says, I've given you spirit, the spirit of love, the spirit of power, power over the attack, power over the enemy, power over the end time sickness and disease,
unstoppable power,
and the spirit of a sound mind.
Anointing power.
I will take the necessary precautions.
Open my hands,
I will buy necessary things I need to buy. But I will not do it in fear.
Open my heart.
I will not stay away from the forsaking and the gathering of the saints. I will not stay away. But I will stand in faith. And I will put my trust in the Most High God. Listen. Bring it down an inch. Just bring it down an inch. If I put more trust in a syringe than I put trust in the God of creation, there's something that's not lining up correctly in this picture.
It's yours, it's yours, it's yours.
Now, I'm not saying don't get the syringe. I'm saying put your trust in God over and above everything else. Because God is the source. The other things are resources that are available to us and we can use. But God is the King of Kings. God is the Lord of Lords. God is the Great I Am. He is the Prince of Peace. He's my Savior. He's my Redeemer. He is the Great I Am. He is my Healer, Jehovah Rapha. He is my Provider. Oh yes, He is a King. I put my faith in Him before I put my faith in anything or anyone else. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Listen. If the blood of the Lamb by the stripes on His back is not enough to keep me walking in divine health, then I doubt whether the blood's enough to get me saved and avoid the gates of hell. His blood is more powerful than anything the enemy's got to offer. His blood is more powerful than every sickness on the planet. His name is above every name. His name is above coronavirus. His name is above hepatitis. His name is above cancer. His name is above arthritis. His name is above blood disease. His name is above, is above, is above.
Cameras
right now. To those of you watching around the world, to those of you watching in this area, if you can get here now and you're close, come. We're open. We're ready. And we will lay hands on you. And we will curse sickness. We will command spirits of infirmity out of your life. We will pray the warring angels to surround you and keep you safe from all harm. And you watching by way of the internet, if you're a born-again child of God, I speak healing into your life. I speak protection into your life. I say it shall not come near you. The Bible says 1,000 will fall on your left, 10,000 on your right, but it will not come near you. You got to step out and say, no, stop it by the power of the name of Jesus and the blood of the Lamb.
Penetrate.
Do not allow it in your house.
Invade us.
Now let me just say something else.
Glory come.
There are many Christians that love the Lord. I understand that fear tries to get in. And fear will take faith and make it, not work.
Out.
You cannot be in fear and faith. And when you get a fear It's a spirit, the Bible says. God said, I've not given you a spirit of fear. Fear is a personality. It's a demonic spirit sent by the devil. Now, when you drive in the streets, or you walk in Walmart, or you go to Publix, you can see fear everywhere. How do I know? I look at empty shelves for toilet paper. Are you kidding me? I see people driving. Now, like I said, take precaution, but don't take precaution and fear. And when you fear fear coming, when you feel it coming in your life, you say, I command that stinking spirit of fear, get out! In the name of Jesus, get out! Now you go! Listen, let me tell you something else. If God cannot provide toilet paper for you, you got trees outside with big leaves. Do whatever it takes, but don't get into fear. Are you listening to me? Do not get into fear. And especially you in this church today, don't let your children look in your eyes and see and hear and taste and experience. Because fear, bring it down a bit, because fear has a stink in the spiritual realm. You know how praises, the Bible says, goes into the nostril of God, and it's a well-pleasing sacrifice. There's a smell to your praises. When it's in faith, God gets a sweet-smelling aroma. He receives your praises and He moves situations. But have you seen and you know about a shark in the water? If someone is bleeding miles away, the shark smells somehow that blood. And he goes for the blood. Well, the devil smells fear. And Job 3:25 said, the thing that you fear the most will come upon you. You say, I'm not negotiating with fear. This is not a request. It's not a negotiation. It's a command. Get out. Now you go in the name of Jesus. I've got a powerful mind, and it's more powerful than you, and I've got the authority, and I bind you from operating in my life, in my children, in my family. I will not be subject to fear in the name of Jesus. Because remember, Peter walked on the water until fear took him over. He was walking on the water in faith. And then he was looking at the truth. His focus went from Jesus to the facts around him. And there's many Christians today looking at the facts around them rather than at the solution before them. Jesus is the solution. If Jesus can't keep me from this hour, how's he going to keep me when the tribulation hits the earth? No. He's capable, He's able, He's willing, and He will do it. You step out in faith and you say, you know what? I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. I'm a pilgrim passing through. And let me tell you something else. I happen to be an ambassador for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I have had opportunity. This is your time. This is your time. Listen to me. This is the time of the men and women of God who are the gatekeepers, who are the trumpet sounders, who are the wall watchers. It's your time now. It's your time to stand up. And when you go, I'm telling you, people are talking to me. Remember 9/11? Everyone spoke to everybody because of fear. Right now, the same. Wherever I'm going, people are talking to me. And they're open. Witness. Witness to them. It's your time. You've got so much to tell them. You've got the answer. You have the answer. Jesus Christ is not bound by any sickness. He's not bound by anything. And He set you and me free. And I tell you what, if He set me free, I'm staying free. Ain't no demon in hell able to override the finished work of the cross. The finished work. Everyone say, finished work. It's done. He's not going to do it. It's done. Your salvation is assured. Your healing and health is assured. Your protection is a guarantee when you stand in faith. and you grab it.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith.